Let us again start the sugya. Perhaps it will get a little clearer today than yesterday. Itma, hamecha sada lechaveray v'nimtzeis she'ena shaloi. And it is speaking about v'nimtzeis she'ena shaloi. That means they found out it's lehikirbo. That means that the Moicher sold it, the Lekeach was under the understanding that the field belongs to the Moicher. The Nimtzei Sheinu Shaloi, and later we find out that it's a Sodik Zula. Rav Omar, Yesh Loi Mois, V'yesh Loi Shvach. Rav says that the Moicher has to pay him the lekeach, the money he laid out for the karke, v'yesh loy shvach, and the shvach that the lekeach was mashbiach, the meicha also has to pay it. U'shmul omar, and Shmuel says, mois yesh loy shvach ein loy. He has to pay mois, but he doesn't pay shvach. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little. The pshat I'm going to say, the Mayomei Chochma says this, and this is Alpida Nachlas David, and another Mephoshim. We had before, and Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, a concept of Achayis To Seifa. If a person lent money to a loive, and it was not written in the Shtar that he has a right to mon from the Karkois, so there the Gemara said, Shmuel mentioned Achayis Toseifa, that there's a understanding if a person lends money, Leishodi Inish Zuzi Bechdi. A person does not lend money without taking any precautions to make sure that he'll get it back. So we have to understand when he lent money, the Zicha was an understanding that the karkois of the loiva should be mishubit to pay back the chayiv to the malva. Leishodi inish zuzi bechti. Aye, it's not written, so the sefer forgot to write this in the shtar halva. Then the Gemara brings down a memra of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, shibud tzorech limolech, the sefer, when he's writing a shtar, so he should question the moicher if he wants to be mishabed his karkois, if the karka will be taken away from the lekeach. So here we don't say achrayis toy seifer. So the Gemara answers, though there's a difference between mekech and memker and halvo. Mekech and Memker, when a person purchases a karke, so there's no anan sadi, but there's a kabbalah sachayis mitzad the moicha. Zovin inish arel yeme. When a lekech is purchasing a karke, even though there's no kabbalah sachayis, and even though eventually it might be taken away from the lekeach, but there's no anan sadi that there was a rotzain that the meicher should be mekabel achayis. Zovin inish zuzi liyim. He can have the karke for many years. He can derive benefit from it. And even though eventually it will be taken away from the lekeach because of the balchayv of the meicher, one is not mechuyev to assume that the zicha was a kabbalas achayis unless it was written achayis. And that was the memra of Shmuel, Shibu Tzorech Limolech, a sefer, you're a sefer by a shtar mekach, you have to ask the mecher, is he mekabel achrayis, if the karka will be taken away from the lekeach, from your bal choyv. It is not a dover poshet. Here I don't say achrayis to a sefer. And this gemara, we had a Taisvis. Taisvis said that Tavkev a Baal Chayv takes away the karka. If a Nigzel takes away the karka, so there was no Mekach, and it's like a Halvon, you say a Chayis to Seifa. Ad kan Shitas a Taisvis, and now let us learn Shitas Rashi. We're learning Rashi now. The Nachlas David says that Rashi disagrees with that. That afilu a karke was sold from a gazlan, also you have to write achayis. I don't say achayis to a sefer. I don't say achayis to a sefer. There's also a concept, perhaps later as the sugya progresses, we can understand the concept leshodi inish zuzi. There's a Ovidinish, the Zovin Karka Leyoime. There's a concept that it's not Muchach that there is a Kabbalah Sachayis. That there has to be a Kabbalah Sachayis. So, Shmuel holds, according to Rashi, and we're learning Rashi now, that by Mekech Memkel, you need a Kabbalah's Achrayis mitzad the Moicha in order for the Lekech to get back his money. Afilu by a Karka Gzula, you need a Kabbalah's Achrayis. Now, so let us start again the Gemara. HaMoicha Soda Lechaveiroi V'nimtzeish She'inoi Shaloi Rav Omar Yesh Loi Mois V'yesh le'shvach. So what it is speaking about, and we'll see later Rashi says kamat klo like this, it is speaking about the Meicher was mekabel achrayis. He's mekabel achrayis on the Mekach. And we going to have here a machloikis Rav Shmuel in this kabbalas achrayis, is there a kabbalas achrayis of shvach also? That means he was mekabel achayis, that let us be megashim dinyim. The moicher sold a karke to the lekeach for $1,000. Later we find out that it's einish aloi. Abal kaponim, there was a karke that was sold for $1,000. There was $1,000 that the lekeach gave him. Now when the karke is going to be taken away, so the moicher was mekabel achayis, the karke will be taken away, you're going to get back your $1,000. Now, in this Kabbalas Achayis Stomis, does that mean if the Lekeach was Mashbiach, the Karke, I purchased a Karke that was worth $1,000, I was Mashbiach, the Karke, was taken away from me a Karke that's worth $1,200. Are you going to pay the Shvach also? In this Kabbalas Achayis Stomis is the Shvach included. Now, this is what our Gemara is starting to talk about. HaMoicher Soda Lechaveiro. And it's speaking about that the Moicher was Mekabel Achayis on the Mekach. We weren't specific. He's Mekabel Achayis on the Mekach. V'nimtzeis She'einoi Shaloi. Is Rav Omar Yesh Loi Mois V'Yesh Loi Shvach. In the Kabbalas Achayis, there is a Kabbalas Achayis for two things. I'm going to give you back the money you paid for the karke, and if the karke, you were Mashbiach the karke, I'm going to give, so that means you invested $200 in the karke, this was taken away from you now, I'm going to give you now $1,200. This is what Rav holds. Yesh loy mois v'yesh loy shvach. Ushmuel omar, and we're talking about akabolas achayis domis, mois yesh loy, shvach ein loy. There's no shvach. Now, let's go a little further. Is boy minei meravune, pirish loy es ha-shvach mau. What will be the din according to Shmuel if he said befeirish that I'm going to pay the shvach? What does Shmuel hold then? That means, so now we have already what the sugi was talking about till now. There was only a kabbalas achayis tomis. It didn't say what he's mekabel achay. So that Rav says, no, he's mekabel on the keren and on the shvach. He's mekabel achayis. Shmuel said definitely not. It is a kabbalas achayis only on the keren. But you don't say stome. He was a mekabel achayis on the shvach. So now, Rav Huna klared a shayla, pirish lo es ha-shvach mal. Taime di shmu mishum de loy pirish shvache. The reason of Shmuel is since he wasn't mekabel befeirish, he's going to pay for the shvach. So memela, so I don't say he's mekabel to pay for the shvach. I don't say that. But now I'm asking you a shayla, what will be if in the shtar it says that he was meforish, what'll be the din? I do me, avatacha pirish lo, so then Shmuel also be moide. I do me, time of the Shmuel, given the less le karke, merze keribis. Since the karke is not his, so lemaise, he had given him $1,000 on a karke which never belonged to the moicha. So l'chayre, there was no mekech or memkech over here. There was no transaction. It's merze keribis that he gave him $1,000 and he's going to end up paying him $1,200. So it is merze keribis. Maybe that's the svar of Shmuel. And that was the shayla that was asked to Rav Huna. Amalayin, so first he said that he will pay shvach, then veralav, rafye biyode, and itmar, omar rav nachman amashmu, moish yeshloi shvach, einloi, afa pishe pirishloi esha shvach, my time akim de karka einloi, schama oisov oimed venoito. That since it's karka einloi, the karka didn't belong to him, so it's ribis, it's merzike ribis. Now, let us just try to understand the vial one thing. We'll just give a small explanation to understand this, and perhaps as the sugya progresses, we'll understand this better. The Gemara opened up a can of worms. The Gemara said Shmuel holds that he gave him $1,000. He's paying back $1,200. The karka wasn't his, so it's merzi keribis. Is kan shoyel aben. So what is the svar of Rav? I mean, how did Rav holds for Adova Poshet that he gives him the shvach? Why doesn't Rav hold it's merzi keribis? That we have to understand. I mean, what's happening over here? This is where did the ribis the kishayla fall away? So I'd like to mention a svore that the Chidushi Harim mentions in this sugya, which we will perhaps give us a little deeper understanding in what's really happening over here. The Gemara later is going to say something very interesting. We are speaking about a very interesting case. The Reuven stole a karka from Levi and sold it to Shimon. Shimon Nimsei said, Nimsei Shaina Shaloi. That means Reuven didn't tell this to Shimon. He sold him a karka. The Gemara says later that this Reuven, in reality, wanted to make this Mechira work. And in the back of his mind, he had an intent. He's going to approach Levi and buy the karka from Levi in order to ensure that the Mekach Shemichal, he sold a karka to Shimon. The karka wasn't his. He knew it wasn't his karka. But he had an intent to make the Mechira good. He's going to buy it from Shimon. And the Gemara Dachmi Lei is going to say as well, if he take bought it from Shimon, if he bought it from Levi, the Mekach is chal to Shimon. That means that he's not going to go over to Shimon and say, well, no, I sold you a stolen karka. Now I bought it from Levi. It's my karka. No. There was take a intent and an obligation mitzad Reuven to make the Mekach work good. There was an intent to take to purchase it from Levi and to make the Mekach good, and then Shimon should remain with the karka. That was the intent of Reuven. There was an intent to make it for a Mechira. At the present time, it's only an intent, but it's an intent. Because of this intent, Rav holds that has a din mekach. I mean, this is not a spilachel over here that Shimon is lending him money and this kalk is just a fake. And he's lending him $1,000. He's getting paid back $1,200. It's not that. There was really an intent to make a Mekach, but Lamaise, it didn't come out. It didn't come out. Lamaise wasn't successful in purchasing the Karka from Levi. So Lamaise, Levi came and took away the Karka from Shimon. So therefore, Reuven wrote a Chais, I'd wanted to make a Mekach, they also beyodai, so he's Mekabel. I'm going to give you back the money you gave me. I'll pay you back the money. The shvach, you are mashbir the karke. I'll pay you the shvach also. According to Rav held this is a mekach with a kabbalah sachayis. Even though it wasn't a real mekach, but there was an intent to make it for a mekach, so that takes away the mechzike ribis. That was the svara of Rav, and Shmuel did not go so far. Shmuel did not hold like this, and that's the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. And with this, the Ezer Hashem will understand the Rashi later in the sugya tonight. Okay, now let us see Rashi, and we'll try to have a deeper insight in Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, she'enoi shaloi, shaloi hoiso shal moiche, didn't belong to the moiche, she'oise gzula biyodoi, va'anigzal bon, the nigzal came later, omoitzi miyad alekeich, so that means the whole good intent of the moiche was not niskayim. Yeah. Yesh lo lekeich min ha-moicha mois v'yesh lo yishvach. Im ze yishbiach es ha-karke b'zevel oi b'geder toidem shohitzi nigzal miyodo. He was mashbich ha-des ha-goyres nir. He was mezabel the karke, or he was chayrish the karke. The karke is worth more money now. Goyve lekeich min ha-moicha yishvach. Ve'im taima. So now, Rashi has a very pertinent question. Hanigzal yitein ashvach. Rashi says, why should the moicher be obligated to pay the shvach? L'chayre, the nigzal yitein ashvach. Shrei heshivoi karke mishubachas. That means, good, it's your karke. But I was mashbiach your karke, so I'll kuponim. Can at least can neged the hitzah that the lekeach, invested in the karke, so let him get this money from the nigzel. This is, I mean, here we're talking about a kabbalas achrayis from the moicha. Why should the moicha pay for this? I mean, meiker adin, he was mashbiach the nigzel's karke. So kaponim, the nigzel's getting a mushbach dike karke because of my choice. So let the nigzel pay al kaponim shvach keneged eitzo. So Rashi says, "Kegoin b'shloime kegoin shegozlo mishubachas v'chsifo b'yad hagazlo." So it's speaking about that when the gazlan stole it, it was worth $1,200. It was a karke that was fertilized already. It was a karke sheyesh b'nir. V'chsifo b'yad hagazlan, and then it became worth $1,000. So Memele, that's why the Nigzal is potter to pay. The Lekeach. So yesterday when we learned the Rashi, we mentioned Rashi is very difficult to understand. I mean, that's past history. Good, it was once worth $1,200. But that's past history. But Hichsifa HaGazlan, that's worth $1,000. Now that it's worth $12,000, that is because of the Lekeach. So let the Lekeach, so he should pay the Lekeach al kaponim, the Shvach Yeneged, the Hitzah. What is Pshat and Rashi's there? So yesterday we mentioned, don't understand Rashi. That was yesterday. Today, Baruch Hashem, we found a Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya brings down a Sma. The Sma says Pshat and Rashi as follows. The whole concept of a person paying someone else for a shvach is as follows. That means, let's say, there's a concept of Reuven is a karke, Shimon is yered l'seich sodach avera, he's mashbich the karke. How's mashbich your karke? You have to pay, but you didn't hire me. Fine, aber al kaponim, there is a chiyuv tashlumim of shvach keneged the yitzia al kaponim, I invested money in your karke. You have to pay me for the shvach. That's 100% true. So Rashi says, but here, the Nigzal tells the Lekeach, let me tell you something. If you wouldn't have, you're patting yourself on your back. Hey, no, your karka is worth $1,200 because of me. So the Nigzal tells the Lekeach, listen, I don't think so. I'll tell you something else. If you wouldn't have bought it, could very well have been that the Gazlan, who was Machsif the Karka, would be Mashbich the Karka. I mean, he stole from me a $1,200 Karka. He has to give me back a $1,200 Karka. I mean, let's face facts. It could very well be, if you wouldn't have purchased the Karka, he would have been Mashbich the Karka. I would have gotten back my $1,200 Karka without paying a penny. I mean, he stole from me a $1,200 karke, but you would have been mashbiach the karke. I would have got back my $1,200 karke without paying a penny. So, because you bought the karke, so he didn't have a chance to be mashbiach it. So now you are mashbiach it. Shkoyach. But al kaponim, it's not called that the shvach that is now on the karke is because of you. It could very well have been, if you wouldn't have bought it, it would have been mushbach through the gazlan. Now, it could be, it wouldn't have been mushbach from the gazlan. That could also be. Everything is possible. But to be mighty mammon from the nigzal, all we need is a could be. We don't need more than that. That means I should have to pay you, because maybe the Gazlan would not have been Mashbiach the Karke. I'll tell you a different story. Maybe I don't have to pay you, because maybe if you wouldn't have bought it, the Gazlan would have been Mashbiach the Karke. So Memela, I don't have to pay you. That was Rashi's Kasha. Rashi had a Kasha. Why should the Meicher be obligated to pay for the Schwach, according to Rav, that's automatically in the Chayes. Okay, this, Meikera, then the Nigzel should pay. So Rashi says, Einachanami, if it would be a normal case, it would be 100% like that. If there wouldn't be Hichsif or Biyad Gazlan, so then the din would take be that the Nigzel would, that he stole a kalke that was worth $1,000, he sold it when it was worth $1,000, the Lekeich was Mashbichit, so then the Zicher, no kabbalas achayis on the moichet to pay for the shvach. That is not his responsibility. It is the responsibility of the nigzal. His karka became mushbach through the leker. That's his responsibility. The moichet doesn't have to pay the leker's responsibility, the nigzal's responsibility. That was Rashi's kasha. And Rashi makes therefore, makes an akimte, that is speaking about Hichsifai Biyad Gazlan, so could very well be, if you wouldn't have purchased it, could very well be that it would have become Mushbach again through the Gazlan, and I wouldn't have to pay anything. I would have got what I had before the Gzela. So Mamil, that's why I don't have to pay. And therefore, there's already a Dion, so is the Moichel Mechuyev to pay the Shvach to the Lekeach by a Kabbalas Achayis Stomis, and that was the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, in the Kabbalas Achayis, there lies a Kabbalas Achayis on the Shvach that the Lekeach was Mashbiach, And Shmuel holds there's no Kabbalah Sachayas for that. And he was speaking about Mr. Mathul the Shvach Keneged Yasmin Ayitziya. And so without a Kabbalah Sachayas for Shmuel holds the Zicha wasn't Mekabal. And with a Kabbalah Sachayas, that was the Shaila from Rav Huna. Is the Shmuel hold that if he wasn't mekabel achayis, it's mutter to pay or it's merse keribis, and that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said it's takeh merse keribis. That's the sugya till now. So Rav asked a kasha to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman had said, according to Shmuel, by a karka gzula, the lekeach cannot mon shvach from the moicher because it's merzik heribis. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. We learned a Mishnah in Metzin, Lachira Speres Lushvach Kakois. Lamozin Isha Vabonis, Menachosim Mishabodim, Ibnaitikan Hoilo. That these four things, Achira Speres Lushvach Kakois, Mozin Isha Vabonis, Lukuches can never ensure themselves that there are kakois which are covering these four things. That means they never know how much is involved. Mosanisha, Babones, Noso, Nachiles, Peres, and Shvach kakois. So, Mamele, you can never mung from the Lakuches in the chosim in the shibodim bivnei tikkun ha'ilo. Mimishabdi hu deloy mafkinen hob mivnei chayrin mafkinen. So here it says that there was a special takone of tikkun ha'ilo that for these four things we do not mourn from lekuches. They could not ensure themselves that they are not but you won't be goyva from them. They never know how much to leave over by the moicha, by the baal. So memele, there was a takone that you cannot mon from lekuches, shvach, karkois, and peiris. This is an egeilon. But from Vnei Chayri, that was a tikkun olam. But from the Meicha alone, you could mon. Toni miye l'shvach karkois. Shvach karkois, you cannot mon from the lekuches. You can mon from the Meicha. My love, v'loikeach migazla. So it's speaking about olikeach migazla. So let us see the Rashi on this. My love, olikeach sode migazla. Vihishbicha. And the olikeach was mashbia. Ubo nigzal v'tolfo. The nigzal took it away with the shvach. Choyzer loikeach v'goyve keren min ha-moyche, afilu min ha-chosim mishubodim. The keren he can mon min ha-moyche v'u min ha-chosim mishubodim. Shemochar achar mechir azu, the karkois that the moyche sold after this mechire, the shtoroi shel ze koidem shekosav boy achrayis. Now, if we would have flashing lights on this Rashi, we see clearly that Rashi says shekosav boy achrayis. Rashi says, klol, not like Taisvis. Rashi says that you mon from nechosim mishubodim. You mon the keren. Why? The story shall ze koidim shekosav boy achayis. Because there was achayis in the dishtar, so memele, so because of that, you can mon from the lekuches. Rashi said, you mon from lekuches, not the way Taisu says by Gezel, because you don't need kosav boy achayis. Because we say achayis to a seifa, Rashi says clearly not like that. Rashi says shekosav boy achayis. Vashvach minachosim b'nei chayim. The shvach you can only mon from the moicha. V'loy mimishubodim neitikon ha'ilam. Shashvach loy hoya kotzuv b'shas mechire. How much the shvach will be was unknown b'shas mechire. Shekibol olav achayis when he was mekabel achayis. Almem islay l'leikayach shvach migazle that he can. So you can't mon from the lekuches. We do not know how much the shvach will be. We do not know how much the shvach will be. And perhaps now that we have a better understanding in Rashi, that means in the shvach, let's say if he's going to, Rashi just said a scenario that, Sifon, thus, I mean, the lekeach could be mashbiach, afilu the nigzal will pay k'neged ha-yitziya, but the shvach, yes, min ha-yitziya, that sicher, the moich is going to pay. The shvach, yes, ha-yitziya, the moich is going to pay. Now, he could be mashbiach, this karka is going to make, he's putting $1 million into this karka. He's going to be mashbiach the karka. And the moicher is mekabel achayis on this, and who knows how much he's going to be mashbich the karke. So Rashi says shasvach lo yoye kotzu b'shas mechire shekibol olav achayis. I haven't the faintest idea how much the shvach will be. So you can't man from the lekuches. You can't man from the lekuches. Al me isle lekeach shvach mi gazlin. So you see, you man shvach from a gazlin. From a kalki gzule. You man from the gazlin. And I don't say it's mechzik heribis. So it's a kasha and Rav Nachman b'shem Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Loi bebalchoi. No. It's not talking about this Mishnah that says you're not goyve shvach from Nechosam Yishabodim is not speaking about that a gazlan sold a kalke to a lekeach and the lekeach was mashbiachet and you mon the shvach from the gazlan. No. That you don't do, that's the keribis. It's speaking about a balchoy. Now, before we see Rashi, so let us try to explain the Gemara's teretz. So we would have no problem in explaining the Gemara's teretz. It's speaking about as follows, that Reuven is a balchoy. Reuven is a Baal Chayv, and he sold the Karka to Shimon, but it was a Mekach over there. He sold the Karka to Shimon. Now he was Mekabal Achais, he says, you know, if you'll be Mashbiach, this Karka, I'm going to pay the Shvach. If the Baal Chayv takes it away from you, he'll take away the whole Karka, and I'll pay for the shvach. I'll upon him the shvach yeser al yitzia, whatever it is. If I'll pay for the shvach, so memele. So that's to say, you can't mon from the lekuches. The lekuches don't know how much the shvach will be. Again, it's a dover sheni kotzer, but from the moicha you can mon. And here it's not merzik ribis. I mean, here this a mekach memka. I mean, the way he sold his karka, it's meshubit, the Baal Chayv has a lien on the karka, fine, he took away the karka, later, and then he took away the shvach, so it was mekabal achayis, but here there was a mekach and memka, with a kabbalah achayis on the shvach. So when we would learn the Gemara's teretz, that's the, we would have no problems in understanding the Gemara's teretz. I mean, it's the whole verse keribis is by bisola saw the gzula. So there was no transaction. There was no the karka wasn't his to sell. So it's a halva. So he gave him money and he's giving back more money. Oh, that's verse keribis. But if it was his karka, the Baal Chayv was gave it, and so no problem. I mean. We understand this Gemara perfectly. Now we're going to learn Rashi two times. The first time we're going to see that Rashi has a tremendous problem understanding this, the Gemara's teretz. Now let us see Rashi. Loi bebal choyv, shetofo bal choyv mimenu bishvil choyvoy. The bal choyv was teref bishvil choyvoy. Loi gzula hoysa, it wasn't a stolen field. The hivadai less leishvochet. The hivadai is leishvochet. And so by a Baal Chayv, ziche the lekeach can be goyve shvach. The mechirie mal yosehi. Kozman shalei tofa mimeno. It was a good mechirie. Period. Now, Rashi could have stopped here. And we're finished. It's a good mechirie. Now Rashi is going to be meridik marich over here. Look at Rashi. She impora ha moicha moisov. If the moicha would have paid up his money, lebachoy, harehu mesulik min alakuches. If he would have paid up the choyv, the balchoy would not have gone to the lakuches. Hilkach. If that's who would have paid up the choyv, Hilkach ki mishalim le yoiser mimashe kibu. So now that he paid him more than he got, That means, now Rashi's starting to scratch his head. Well, the Lekeach gave him $1,000 for the Karka, and now he's going to pay him back $1,200 for the Shvach. Hashto hu the hoder zovin minei karke amchureloi. Now it's ki'ilo, he's purchasing back the karke that he sold him. V'loi merzi k'schar ma'isav. It doesn't look like schar ma'isav. Now, this whole line from Milchere Rashi, who was Muridik Makatsa, could have finished in the Leiba Balchayv, Shatofa Balchayv Mimeno, Bishvil Chayvay, Vulek Zula Hoysa, Ivadi Islay Shvochet, Mechira Mal Yosei, it was a good Mechira. Then this whole Ariches that Rashi says later is Lechere superfluous. What was bothering Rashi? I'd like to say Pshat and Rashi. There's a Meiridike Rashi in Psochem, and the Briska Rav and Hilchish Cheinim brings down this Rashi in Psochem, and the Briska Rav says a Meiridike Shtekteire from this Rashi. Rashi says, let us understand the halacha, let's understand the halacha. A bal choyv is goyve a karke from the lekuches. There's a whole sugi in Psochem. How does this work? A loyve sold a karke to lekeach. Now the Lekeach, now the Baal Chayv is goyve the Karke from the Lekeach. So we understand this, there's a concept of Shibut. That means Shibut is that the Malve had a lien on the Karke belongs to the Loive, and the Loive can sell it to a Lekeach, but there is a lien on the Karke, which means that there's, it belongs to the Loive, it belongs to the Lekeach, but there's such a concept of Shibud, that means since I have a Shibud, I can take it away. There's such a concept of Shibud. I have a schus to take it away. That's the deal. Rashi in Psochem says, Amir de Kibir. Rashi says, you know why the Malva can take away the Karka from the Lekeach? So Rashi says, because since the Karka is Mishubit, to the Malve, it's Einoi Burshus Haloive. It's not Burshus Haloive. In something that it's Shaloi, the Einoi Burshusai, since it's Mamushkin, it's Meshubet to the Malve. In something that's Einoi Burshusai, you can't sell. It's not sold. It's not sold, period. That's what Rashi says. Not sold. You can't sell something that's Einoi Burshusai. That's what Rashi says. Fine. This is a Rashi. Now, according to this Rashi, but let us just understand, so Rashi just said a mouthful. It's not sold. So now, let us be nice and boil with Rashi. So Rashi had a tremendous problem over here. If it's not sold, you can't sell a dover shayne b'shusa. That's what Rashi says in Psochem. So now, so how did Shmuel, why is a Baal Choy good? If it wasn't sold, so the money that the Lekeach gave to the Moicher, the money that the Lekeach gave to the Loive, it wasn't sold. Yeah, look at that, it wasn't sold. So what's a Halva? It was Halva, it wasn't sold. Because he can't sell it, it's saying the Bishusa. Now the Moicher is going to give him, so he gave him $1,000 for the Karka. He's paying the Shvach, he's giving him $1,200. So Rashi had a tremendous problem in our Gemara. According to Shmuel, what's the teretz? Yes, Akasha Shmuel said, if the Moich is going to pay the Lekeach Shvach, that's Mechzik Eribis. There was no transaction over here. The Lekeach gave him $1,000. He's giving him $1,200. That's Mechzik Eribis. So Memele, if you'll say that Moichel, that's a Loive, is not Bekoyach to sell a Kalke, because it's any Beshusoi, and that's why the Malva comes and takes away the Kalke. The Lekeach shows him, you know, he shows them, I bought the Kalke. So the Malva taps him on the shoulder. He sold you something. It's any Beshusoi. The Mechira wasn't Chal. So Rashi says, it's right to Mechzik Eribis. Rashi had a problem in our Gemara. Rashi Lishitose in Grad, the Loshen of the Briskerov, he wants to say Pshat Naramba, but he brings down this Rashi. So Rashi says that when a Malvez Goybe Yeshbodin Bittel HaMechire, the Loi Niskayma Mechirose, the Mechire never was Niskayim, there wasn't a Mechire. So Rashi had a problem over here. Rashi felt our Gemara needs explanation. Why over here is in Mechzik Eribis? So now let's learn again the Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Loi bebal choy. Shetolfo bal choy mimenu bishvil choy boy. V'loi gzuloi se. Dehi vadai, such a case, islei shvoche, the mechire mal yosahi, this was a good mechire, kolzman shaloi tofa mimen. Kolzman, the malva did not take it away, it has a din mechire. Why? Why? So Rashi says, shimpora hamoicha moisav lebalchoim. This din, that the mekach, is not a mekach, it's einei bershusoi. That is only if the chayv was not paid up. That means it's biyad haloive to make sure that the mekach should be a mekach. If he pays up the malve, so it's not. If he pays up the malve, the mekach is a mekach. If he doesn't pay up the malve, so then the malve through his gviye to be mevatel the mekach. That means that, but if he pays up the malve, the mekach is a mekach. So Rashi says like this: Shimpora hamoicha moisav lebal choyvay. If the loiva would have paid up the money, harayu misulek min alakuches, then the lakuches cannot go to this kalke. Hilkach. Therefore, since there was a possibility, a koyach for the loive to make sure that the mekach should be a mekach, that means there's is this mekach a mekach? It depends what is going to happen. If the loive takes care of the choivis, he pays up the choiv, the mekach is a mekach. Finish, it's a mekach. If the loive does not take care of the choiv, so the malve with his gviya will be mevatel the mekach. So the mekach will not have a teiras kim, because then it comes out, it's a dover she'ein ebershusa. So since shimpora moicha moisam lebal choiv, arayu mesulik mina lekuches, hilkach kimishalom leyoisa mimashe kibo. So even though now he'll pay him more than he got. Hashto hu tahodah zovin minei karka hamechureloi. It's considered like now the mekach became botel, and he's getting back the karka. The loiv is getting back the karka, because when the malve is goive the karka from the lekeach, so then the mekach fizzles, it's not niskayim anymore. So then the karke is going back to the loive, and the malve is running the karke for the loive, the mechire is not chal. So it's keilo hashu des hodos of him ne karke mechure loi ve loi merzi kischar moisa. That means the best thing Rashi had to say, Rashi didn't brush it off. It doesn't look like he's paying him money. It looks like there was a mekach till now, and now the mekach became bottle. So now the kalk is the loiv, is not the loikeach. So the money he's paying him, so it's like he's getting back the kalk mishabachas from the loikeach. V'leimechzik ischam hoisot. Now I'd like to be moisif one nekudim. We had mentioned the Chiddush Yerim. The Chiddush Yerim says, what is Pshat and Rav? Why wasn't Rav choishes als merzik eribis? So the Chiddush Yerim says, there was also an intent to make a mekach. That means, it's not my karke. But the moicher, a gazlan, was bedatoi to buy off the kalke from the nigzel to make the mekach good. So therefore, according to Rav, that alone gave it a teiris mekach. So even though later he was not successful, and he didn't buy it off from the nigzel, and the nigzel is now money back his kalke, it is not called halva. It's not called mezik eribis. It's called, there was an attempt to make a mekach that fizzled out. That was the chiddush of Rav by a kalke gzule. Shmuel held, no. Listen, if it wasn't his kalke, he's attempting to purchase the kalke, to make the mekach good. That's called mezik eribis. Kozman, he's not successful in what he attempted to do. That's called alvo, and it's mezik eribis. But over here, by a loive, it was the loive's kalke. No, it was ene b'shusi, that means if he will not pay up the choiv, it is b'koyach of the moicha to be, it is b'koyach of the malva to be mevatel the mecha. This is not merzi keribis. And that's what Rashi says, v'loi merzi kischar mo'oisov. That means the best Rashi could say on this, between you and me, the mekach did become bottle. But since the whole time there was a possibility that the mekach could be kaim, it was biyad haloive to see that the mekach should be kaim. Just pay up the choivis and the mekach will be kaim. That's why Rashi had to be marech to explain why this is not merzik eribis.